your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earl.
Downing Street says all Britons who were hurt in Friday's terror attack in Tunisia will be returned to the UK in the next 24 hours. A spokesman's also confirmed the number of British holidaymakers killed is likely to be around 30. Lindsay has more for KMFM. New footage shows the moment hotel workers chase the gunman. 3 days on and some survivors are still too scared to leave their hotel rooms.
This is the first time I've come off the complex and I'm too afraid right now to go at the front of the complex.
Others have cut their holiday short and are arriving back in the UK.
Kids were really scared. I was with my two kids and they didn't want to stay any longer. I was scared.
Tributes have been paid to some of those killed, including 19-year-old Walsall FC fan Joel Richards.
Just the most beautiful soul. He was absolutely lovely.
The Home Secretary's arrived in Tunisia to discuss the terror threat with government officials.
This is KMFM News.
A man and a woman have been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter after a man died in hospital after he was reportedly found at a property in Strood. Police say they were called to Medway Maritime Hospital on Friday afternoon following concerns for a male patient. It's believed he was found at an address in Grove Road. A 43-year-old and a 36-year-old have been released on bail until August. It's expected to get so hot in Kent this week, authorities have issued a health alert. What's known as a level 2 warning has been put in place for the county because temperatures are set to reach the mid-30s by Wednesday. Health and social care workers in the county will be checking on the most vulnerable. Public Health Director Andrew Scott-Clark has this advice too.
Stay out of the heat, particularly between 11 and 3 o'clock. We'd also want people to keep cool, so to seek shade and to have plenty of cold drinks, particularly water.
My Ferry Link sailings between Dover and Calais have been suspended just days before the company's taken over. Hundreds of jobs are set to be lost when Danish company DFDS takes over the lease of its two ships on Thursday. Customers are still being urged to book in as normal today. A man's been charged with drink driving after a car smashed through a wall at a Faversham brewery. Police were called to the Shepparneen building on Conduit Street yesterday evening. A 33-year-old from Love Lane in the town is also accused of being drunk and disorderly and is due in court at the end of next month.
KMFM News.
A recommendation on whether a new runway will be built at Heathrow or Gatwick will be published on Wednesday morning, but the government's not expected to act on the Airports Commission's decision for several months. The two airports have been competing for years to be allowed to expand. There are fears rabies and other diseases could be brought into the UK via Kent if puppy smuggling's not dealt with urgently. The Dogs Trust Canterbury say they've seen a huge increase in the number of dogs from Eastern Europe being brought into the country illegally. Paula Boyden's from the charity. She's told KMFM they also have other concerns too.
An increase in people rescuing dogs from European countries, particularly countries such as Romania. A lot of those dogs are free-roaming dogs. We don't know their history. So in terms of disease, they are potentially an even greater risk of disease because we don't know their background.
And more of us now running, with over 2 million people doing it for at least half an hour each week. The nationwide figure from Sport England shows an increase over the past year.
KMFM Sport.
With Dyno Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dynoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Tennis and day one of Wimbledon is underway, with Novak Djokovic beginning the defence of his men's singles title. With more on that and the rest of the sport, here's Kieran.
Well, he's up against Germany's Philipp Kohlschreiber, ranked 33 in the world. After that, British women's number two Johanna Konta will try to defeat Maria Sharapova. Liam Brody is currently a set down to Australia's Marinko Matosevic. Football, and the Gillingham chairman's told KMFM he's keen to bring more investment into the club as long as it doesn't lose its identity. Paul Scally's been speaking as he celebrates 20 years at Priestfield. He says he'll take his time to make the right decision, but a new investor could be brought in soon.
I've got some interested people now that are probably of the right mould that we're now talking to. I think that there is potential for someone to come in and help now. every investor that is serious that we talk to wants me to stay and run it, which I'm not unhappy about at all.
Meantime, it's been revealed that Andy Hessenthaler has left Gillingham. He's become assistant boss at Leighton Orient. The former Jules manager has signed a two-year deal at the League Two side.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.